And I will do anything there is to do here. You just keep me on. Mm-hmm. So he said, well, would you clean bathrooms? She said, I would clean bathrooms, and that's what she did.
Huh. Did you work
until the factory closed? Yes.
What I understand, Mr. this lady had been working there since she was 12 years old, so she had been working there 68 years. And he also told another little interesting story on her. It seems that in the 40s, or I think it was, maybe in the 50s, the place caught on fire, and temporarily they moved the production to Ashby Street in Atlanta, which is about 25 miles away. Mm-hmm. And Miss Williams rode a mule to downtown, 25 miles down there every day and 25 miles back.
Wow.
Which was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's a far ride in a mule, I'd say.
Now, far as me, I used to go to downtown Atlanta on my own. I'd ride the streetcar. Uh-huh. There was a streetcar. And then they took, you know what a streetcar
is? Yeah,
from Marietta.
Yeah, from Marietta, I'd ride a streetcar. And one time when I was, I guess, 14 years old, I would ride that streetcar and change to another car and go to the Punxsutawney Park, which is a baseball park out there. And I was at the Punxsutawney Park in 1947. Jackie Robertson, the first black that ever played in Major League Baseball, came to Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
And this park held 25 people. This park held 12,000 people. There was 25,000 people at this ballpark.
Wow.
There was 13,000 blacks. They had them separated. There was 13,000 blacks. It was in the outfield, on the banks, on the signs. So Jackie Robertson hit a single, he stole second, he stole third, he stole home. And you could hear the noise all the way to Roswell, Bobby. There was so much excitement there at that time.
I can imagine, yeah. Speaking of African-American black people, there's a black community in Roswell. Did you know of them? I didn't know you probably went to school when it was still segregated, but do you remember around during integration what was going on around here? Did you interact?
We didn't really interact. They had their neighborhoods, a couple of them, and we had ours. But there were a few of them that worked at a business a little later on. By the time I was grown, there were some of them working at some of the Roswell businesses.
Do you remember any tensions ever happened around integration time during that time?
No. Nothing like that.
Everybody tells me that here, but no one remembers anything going on in Roswell, which was it's refreshing and good to hear,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I was growing up, the street I lived on was the half closest to town was white, and the half closest further away from town was blacks. Mm-hmm. So we lived on the same street. I played ball with them, I played marbles with them, I played. You know, they were just like anybody else in the neighborhood. We had, in fact, the last fight I ever had was with a black girl. I hit her in the nose when I was about 12 or 13 years old. Hit her in the nose, knocked her down. When she got up, I was about 1,000 feet away. That was the last fight I ever had.
And with a girl.
With a girl. I could see right then that she could probably whip me, so I ran.
We ate all of our meals at home. We raised everything we ate. We only bought things like coffee, sugar, a few things like that that you couldn't raise at home. We bought at the grocery store. But otherwise, we raised everything we ate. We canned